My colleague Alex Chadwick is on assignment this week in Washington, D.C. He's there to cover tomorrow's elections for the show, and we've reached him on the streets of Washington, D.C. Alex, what are you doing there?
Well, Madeline, I'm standing in Lafayette Park right across the street from the White House, and that sound that maybe you can hear, it sounds like the White House is getting its hair blown dry, is actually a giant chipper. They're grooming the grounds. They often do yard work and things when the president is away, and you know, he's campaigning down in Florida today, so he's not here. There are some anti-war demonstrators who are supposed to be here, but they're not here either. They're running a little late. Well, there goes another siren racing by us here, but that happens all the time around this part of town. So it's just a kind of a typical day. It's light, if anything, by the standards of the presence of protesters. There are often groups of people gathered across the street from the White House with signs, you know, ban the bomb, stop the war. But not so many of them today. In fact, we found one lone woman walking around. She said her name was Reverend Nancy Zala. She's from Los Angeles, and she was looking for an anti-war demonstration, but there wasn't one.
Okay, Alex, you travel all that way across the country, and you end up actually talking to someone from Los Angeles.
Well, I might talk to more people like that. We're going to go around the city today because tourists come from all over. So this is actually a good place to be to get some sense of how people feel about the country. So we're going to be talking to people about the election, about what they think and why they're voting and what they're doing here. And that'll be part of the show tomorrow. We'll have that report on tomorrow. And I'm going to be looking for political leaders as well and talking to them about this trend and this moment that we're in.
Okay, we look forward to hearing all of that this week on Day to Day. Alex Chadwick, thank you very much.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, Madeline.
For all of NPR's election coverage, including political junkie Ken Rudin's final thoughts on the most competitive Senate, gubernatorial, and House races, go to our website, npr.org.